when that our seat to Thebes coming was, full of to die, he swelt and sighed, alas, for seeing his laddie shall he never mo. And shortly to concluding all his woe, so much Sir Way had never creatura that is or shall wheel that the world may dura. His sleep, his mate, his drink, his him bereft, that lane he wex and dree as is a shaft. His e'en hallway and grisly to beholder, his hue a falway and pale as ashen calder. And solitary he was, and ever a loner, and wailing all the nicht, marking his mourner. And if he heard a song or instrument, then wald he weep, he michta not bestent. So feeblek were his spirits, and so lower, and changed so, that no man could acknower his speche nor his voice, though men it heard. And in his gear, for all the world he fared, not only like the lover's maladia of Hereos, but rather like mania engendered of humour melancholique, beforen in his cella fantastique. And shortly turned was all up so doon, both habit and ec disposition of him, this woeful lover down our seat. What shall de aldi of his woe indeed? One he endured had a year or two this cruel torment and this pine and woe at Thebes in his country as he sider, upon a nicht in sleep as he him lider. Him thought too that the winged god Mercuria before him stood and bad him to be Muria. His sleepy yerd in hond he bar up richter, and hat he weared upon his hair is brichter. A riot was this god, as he took cape, as he was one that Argus talk his sleep, and sighed him thus, "To Athens shall to wender, there is the sharpen of the woe an ender." And with that word, a seat awoke and starter. "No, truly, who sorer that may smerte," quod he, "to Athens rich no wally fara, nay, for the dread of death shall he not spara to say me laddie that he love and serve. In here presence he wretcher not to sterve." And with that word he couched a great mirror, and sauch that changed was all his colour, and sauch his visage all in another kinder, and richt anon it ran him in his minder, that sith his face was so disfigured of malady, the which he had endured, he michta well, if that he bar him lower, live in Athenes evermore unknower, and seen his laddie well nigh die be die. And richt anon he changed his array, and clad him as a povre laborer, and all alone, save only a squier that knew his privité and all his cas, which was disguised povrely, as he was. To Athens is he gone the next away. And to the court he went upon a die, and at the gat he proffereth his servisa, to drudge and draw what so man wald devise. And shortly of this matter for to sign, he fill in office with a chamberlain, the which that dwelling was with Emilia. For he was wis, and could as soon as spia of every servant which that serveth here.